Canton police are investigating after a body was found in the Nimishillen Creek Tuesday afternoon. Officers were called to 3rd Street and Warner Road Southeast, where the body was discovered on the east bank near a pedestrian bridge. The Stark County Coroner says the victim is an unidentified woman or girl. An autopsy is pending. Massillon police continue to investigate a fatal crash that occurred Tuesday morning. The crash happened around 6:30 on Finnefrock Road Southwest near Erie Street when a car crossed the center line and hit a pickup truck head-on. The Stark County Coroner identified the driver as 19-year-old Trenton Campbell of Massillon, who was pronounced dead at the scene after his vehicle caught fire. The pickup's driver was treated for minor injuries. A Perry Township police officer and another driver were injured in a head-on crash Tuesday afternoon. The Highway Patrol says a car crossed the center line on Anna Avenue Northwest near Tuscarawas Street West just before 3:20 and hit a northbound police cruiser. Authorities say heavy rain was falling at the time. Both the officer and driver were hospitalized with non-life-threatening injuries. The officer was not responding to an emergency at the time. The crash is under investigation. Canton City Council has approved the annexation of the former Edgefield School site in Plain Township, opening the door for future development. The nearly 3-acre property on 38th Street Northwest is zoned for residential use. City officials say housing options will be explored, though no plans are final. The move follows complaints from nearby residents about activity and loitering at the site. With the annexation, Canton Police and Fire will respond to calls there. Hiram has a new interim fire chief as the department works through ongoing changes. Mayor Ann Hanum announced Anthony Marotta will lead the department. He has 30 years of experience and also serves as a lieutenant with the Aurora Fire Department. The appointment follows the February retirement of Chief Bill Byers and staffing issues that led to a temporary shutdown. Hiram Township trustees say they may end their fire service contract with the village in July if a new agreement is not reached. Marotta says he's focused on stabilizing the department and improving service. An Akron man is headed to prison after pleading guilty to drug trafficking charges in Portage County. 39-year-old Reginald Jones was sentenced Tuesday to 8 to 12 years after pleading guilty to trafficking meth, fentanyl, cocaine, and resisting arrest. Charges stem from a May 2025 traffic stop on I-76 in Rootstown Township, where deputies say Jones refused commands and had to be tasered. They discovered cocaine and fentanyl on him and a large amount of meth hidden in his vehicle. Jones was also ordered to pay a $10,000 fine. Columbiana police are asking for help locating a missing woman. 84-year-old Shirley Johns left her home around noon Tuesday and has not returned. She has early-stage dementia, and authorities are concerned for her safety. Johns is 5'5", 155 pounds, with blonde hair and green eyes. She may be driving a 2017 Ford Escape with Ohio plates KBH1974. Anyone with information is urged to call 911 or contact Columbiana police. A woman has died after a two-car crash in Columbiana County's Perry Township Tuesday afternoon. The Highway Patrol says the wreck occurred around 2:40 on State Route 173 when an SUV crossed the center line and hit an SUV. The driver of the second vehicle, 35-year-old Chelsea Miller of Lisbon, died after being taken to the hospital. The other driver, 78-year-old Shirley Rill of Salem, suffered serious injuries. A former East Liverpool health inspector is accused of falsifying food inspection reports. 64-year-old Alan Masters of Salem was served Monday with a secret indictment, charging him with 23 counts of tampering with records. Prosecutors say the allegedly false reports were submitted between May of 2024 and April of last year, including some filed before he began working with the East Liverpool Health Department. Masters is free on bond and is scheduled for arraignment April 30th in Columbiana County Common Police Court. Sebring Village Council is considering new rules for storage and shipping containers. Council held first reading Monday on ordinances that would require permits, limit how long containers and dumpsters can stay, and ban shipping containers in residential areas. Members approved about $233,000 in bills and changed the public records policy, setting fees of up to $75 an hour for police video requests. Officials say water meter replacements are about one-third complete, and police received 3 active shooter response vests through a donation. A Youngstown man will spend 6 to 7.5 years in prison for shooting an auto repair shop employee. 26-year-old Curtis Townsend was sentenced Tuesday in Mahoning County Common Police Court after pleading guilty to felonious assault with a firearm specification. The shooting happened on the city's south side in September 2024 during a dispute over a repair bill. The victim was shot in the leg. A landfill-to-energy project in Lowellville is now the focus of a federal lawsuit alleging a catastrophic failure. The suit filed by Michigan-based Bioenergy claims Stearns Conrad and Schmidt Energy and Absorption Research delivered a defective system that never properly converted landfill gas into natural gas, despite a contract that called for completion in 2023. The complaint says the project has already cost more than $19 million in damages and still is not operating as intended. Warren police are investigating 2 shootings that happened early Tuesday. Officers were called just before 2 a.m. to the 2200 block of Northwest Boulevard, where 2 people were found wounded and taken to St. Joseph Hospital. Around the same time, 26-year-old Makai Sims of Warren was arrested in a separate incident at a gas station on West Market Street after reports of shots fired. He is charged with felonious assault and remains in the Trumbull County Jail on $500,000 bond. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.